Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Galatians, the uncorrupted gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 to 21, a faith gospel. We saw how the apostle received a revealed gospel in our last session. Paul then reviewed his calling to ministry. We saw the development of that revelation apart from any kind of training. The remainder of Galatians chapter 2 climaxes his discussion by showing that instead of receiving the message from one of the apostles, Paul had to correct one of them for actions contrary to the gospel. Look at Galatians chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. Peter visited the Antioch church as he ministered among the Jewish believers. It was an interesting situation for the apostle because many of the churches in the area were made up of both Jews and Gentiles. And while the Jewish believers practiced the law, Gentile Christians didn't see the need. Paul and Barnabas taught both Jews and Gentiles freedom from the law and the grace. Peter ministered to Jews by practicing the law and teaching the gospel of grace. So how did Peter act at Antioch? Well, he ate freely with the Gentiles. But when the Jewish believers came from Jerusalem, he withdrew from them. And so what was the result? Well, other Jews became hypocrites with Peter. Even Barnabas was led astray. Paul was shocked when he saw what was going on. His response to Peter gave the teaching we opposed, salvation by work of the law. In our text for this session, he gave him four reasons that he was wrong. First, you can't have it both ways, Peter. Verse 14, but when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? Paul was saying, you received Jesus by faith like the Gentiles. Why do you force Gentiles to keep the law? You can't have your cake and eat it too, Peter. Christians do this at funerals of seemingly unsaved people. We preach and teach that one must be saved by faith in Jesus Christ for eternal life. Then at an unsaved person's funeral, we talk about all the good things that he did and put him in heaven because of them. Second, you make yourself sinners instead. Verse 15 down to verse 18. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. But if we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. They considered themselves righteous by the law. Then they turned from the law to Jesus Christ and confessed they were sinners. If they go back to the law again, they go back to being sinners by the law. Freedom, listen, is hard for the enslaved. Peter was looking back to slavery to the law rather than risk rejection. And third, being alive to Christ means dead to the law. Verses 19 and 20. For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If the law brings death, it cannot also bring life. A person alive in Christ does not need the law. It's that simple. And then fourth, if the law brings life, then Christ died in vain. Verse 21. I did not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Why should Christ die for us if we can be saved by the law? Keeping the law for salvation discredits God's grace. Look again at that verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Here's the key to the Christian life. Jesus living the life through me. That's the key. Do you obey God as a requirement of law? Do you obey God as a response of love? It matters so much. Enjoy the freedom of God's grace and allow the Holy Spirit to empower you to serve God. It is legalism to make yourself acceptable. You have a great day.